This is Steve Ember with In the News in VOA Special English. This week, the government of Russia offered $10 million for information leading to two commanders of the rebels in Chechnya. Russian officials say Shamil Basayev and Aslan Maskhadov organized the attack a week ago at a school in southern Russia. Aslan Maskhadov is the former president of Chechnya. Both men denied any involvement. More than 300 people were killed at the school in the town of Beslan in North Ossetia. Many of them were children. A group of 30 men and women held more than 1,000 people hostage for 52 hours. Russian officials say the attackers apparently set off explosives by accident. Many of the hostages then tried to flee or were shot. This led to a raid by Russian security forces that killed most of the attackers. 700 people were injured in the resulting explosions and fire. A man identified as a captured hostage taker appeared on state television. He said the attackers were told that the goal was to start a war across the Caucasus. The area has a mixture of ethnic and religious groups. Russian officials said several of the militants who seized the school came from other countries. Some attackers reportedly were Arabs. This has not been independently confirmed. Russian media have called the school attack Russia's 9/11, comparing it to the attacks on the United States on September 11, 2001. Tens of thousands of people demonstrated in Moscow Tuesday to denounce terrorism and attacks on children. Anger over the school attack in Beslan led the president of North Ossetia to promise that his government would resign. Russian President Vladimir Putin promised to lead a full war against terrorism. But he also noted weaknesses in Russian security forces. Some officials have proposed travel and other restrictions in an effort to prevent rebels from moving freely around the country. For 10 years, Russian troops have tried to crush a movement to gain independence for Chechnya and its mostly Muslim population. The Russian government says it has evidence that fighters from Arab countries and other areas have gone to fight in Chechnya. The government believes that the Chechen conflict is an example of international terrorism. Mr. Putin promised to end the Chechen conflict when he was elected 4 years ago. But he has rejected recent Western calls to negotiate with representatives of the rebels. He said the Chechen cause was designed to spread to all of southern Russia. The school crisis began one day after a bomber in Moscow killed herself and 9 other people. It happened outside an underground train station. And a week earlier, bombs destroyed 2 Russian passenger airplanes. Officials also linked those attacks to female bombers. 90 people were killed. In the News in VOA Special English was written by Cynthia Kirk. This is Steve Enberg.